This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Consumers gonna consume. From Marketplace, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. Consumer spending makes up more than two-thirds of economic activity in the U.S., and this morning, the Commerce Department reported that retail sales rebounded big time last month. They were up 3% in January, almost twice what economists were expecting. Susan Schmidt is head of public equity at the State of Wisconsin Investment Board. Hi, Susan.
Good morning.
I mean, on the one hand, you could look at this and say, this is great. You know, we're not in the midst of a recession. On the other hand, all this spending can't be good for inflation, can it?
Investors are really going to be puzzling over this because that 3% number shows that the U.S. consumer just isn't backing down. They are continuing to go out and spend. So all this spending means that there's a lot of demand. When there's a lot of demand, prices go up. And that's exactly what the Fed is trying to prevent by increasing interest rates and trying to curb inflation.
Susan Schmidt, head of public equity at the State of Wisconsin Investment Board. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
So we've got surging consumer spending, add to that a very strong jobs market, both good in many ways, but the downside is that the Federal Reserve will have to work that much harder to control inflation. And sure enough, yesterday's Consumer Price Index showed that while inflation was slowing on an annual basis, month-to-month price increases picked up again. Several Fed bank presidents spoke up after that to basically hammer it home that there's a long road ahead there. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer has more.
The Federal Reserve has been raising interest rates to slow demand and cool off the economy. After yesterday's inflation numbers, Dallas Fed President Lori Logan said the Fed should be prepared to continue rate hikes for, quote, a longer period than previously anticipated. Philadelphia Fed President Patrick Harker said the Fed will need to raise its benchmark interest rate above 5%. How much higher, he said, depends on the data. And New York Fed President John Williams predicted the benchmark rate will be at 5 to 5.5% by the end of this year, although he too said the Fed might have to raise rates beyond that if inflation stays higher for longer than expected. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
The U.S. and Europe have frozen more than $300 billion worth of Russian assets. One idea is to use that money to help rebuild Ukraine. But freezing assets is different from seizing them and using them for another purpose. That legal distinction has prevented the U.S. so far from doing this. But the European Union is looking into giving it a shot. The BBC's Jessica Parker reports from Brussels.
Poland and the Baltic states have been particularly pushing this plan, saying confiscated cash could help pay for reconstruction as well as compensation, given the huge damage caused by Russia's invasion of Ukraine. It's estimated that across the EU and other advanced economies, there are around €300 billion in frozen Russian central bank funds, plus property such as seized yachts owned by oligarchs. But there are warnings that actually using or monetizing these assets could be legally very complex. Nevertheless, diplomats are expected to task a group of officials to further analyze what's possible.
That's Jessica Parker with the BBC. The White House announced today a list of policies designed to expand the availability of electric vehicle chargers across the U.S. It unveiled new standards to make charging stations more reliable and says Tesla will open up part of its national charging network to non-Tesla cars. Manufacturing in the U.S. registered a third straight month of contraction in January. Decreased demand and interest rate hikes by the Federal Reserve are taking a toll. Meanwhile, the Biden administration has been trying to inject some life into U.S. manufacturing through major pieces of legislation like the Inflation Reduction Act and the CHIPS and Science Act. For today's Economic Pulse, we check in with Blake Moret, CEO of Rockwell Automation. It's a Fortune 500 company that's both a manufacturer and a service provider for firms wanting to automate their workforces. He spoke with my colleague, David Brancaccio.
You make stuff factories use to make stuff, also software. You're a service provider. Just give us a taste of the types of work that Rockwell Automation does.
Sure. Well, think of all the production processes across the broad spectrum of manufacturing and production industries. And when you think about those production processes, Rockwell, with our Allen Bradley hardware brand and our software and our services, serves a little bit like the conductor of the orchestra that sits in the manufacturing site, bringing all those different pieces of equipment together to be able to produce at speed, at scale, with quality, and with the information going back to the organization so that they can do it even better the next time.
And see, this is one of the key reasons I want to take the opportunity to talk to you. You are uniquely situated to get a sense of the rhythm of manufacturing. They are your customers. So for the U.S., with these rising interest rates, what's the landscape here in February?
So the manufacturing sector is continuing on reasonably strong. And I think, you know, for a couple of reasons. First of all, you look at some of the specific parts of manufacturing, and they're building out their capacity in really what is once in a generation kind of investment. So the car makers are building out electric vehicle and battery capacity because they all have fear of missing out. The semiconductor manufacturers need to build out their capacity with a special focus on the U.S. In general, because of scarce labor and manufacturing jobs, people are turning to technology to complement the resources, the people that they do have.
You fold in government policy here. Parts of what's dubbed the Inflation Reduction Act is supposed to bring renewable energy jobs to the United States. And in some cases, that's installing solar panels, but in a lot of cases, it means making stuff, and that may need some of Rockwell Automation's gear.
We're already seeing some benefits from the IRA. I think it's spurring additional investment in renewables. We saw some orders for some greenfield plants that were helped by the IRA. We also see, with the focus and some of the provisions of the IRA on U.S. content, Rockwell is a strong manufacturer with thousands of manufacturing jobs in the U.S., and so we're a beneficiary for those reasons as well.
Blake Moret is Chairman and CEO of Rockwell Automation. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.